Bletchley, Malverton, Westcroft on 106.3 FM, DAB Digital Radio, on your mobile and online from the UK's fastest growing city. This is MKFM, the Midnight Moon for Will and Hospice with Specsavers and MKFM.
MKFM.
Well, what a beautiful night for the Midnight Moon.
It's absolutely gorgeous. Couldn't be more perfect. It's that lovely, balmy summer evening.
Not very often you get to watch the sun go down from our studios.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
Normally it like kind of comes up, doesn't it, behind us.
Yeah.
Anyway, Saturday night across Milton Keynes, we're here to midnight as we count down the 10th Midnight Moon.
It's a 10-mile nighttime walk. It starts this evening and we're going to be doing the big countdown to it.
We've also got loads of guests tonight, including the CEO of Will & Hospice. All your shout-outs as well. And playing some big Saturday night bangers.
We've got Kelly Rowland's What a Feeling lined up after this from CC Penniston. This is Finally on MKFM. It's Kelly Rowland, What a Feeling on the beat of MK. It's MKFM. Before that, CC Penniston and Finally.
7 minutes past nine. Big thanks to Chris Brooks on Saturday Night Ear Candy tonight. So it's the Midnight Moo, the 10th one 2018 kicks off into tonight at midnight.
And we are very, very excited. We've got a big countdown show. We've invited anybody that's taking part to come down to our studios here at Into on their way into registration. And we can give you a big old shout out. We've got a list of all the team names that we'll be shouting out as well across the evening. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
And Leah is walking it as well at midnight.
I am.
I'm basically going home to bed at 5 minutes past
12.
No,
you can't do that.
I am.
I want you waiting here to shout us in when we arrive back.
I did that last year.
Yeah, you can do it again this year. I want you to give us our medals.
It's a ladies-only event, Leah.
Yeah, but you could be here to support.
So fellas are allowed as well, are they?
To support, yes.
Right.
You can actually follow us round, cheer us on as one of the marshals.
I wouldn't do that. I might get arrested.
Oh, stop it.
So if you're sitting at home tonight thinking, well, I wish the Midnight Moo, I wish that I knew about it. You know, I'm going to have to do it next year. No excuse.
No, there's plenty of opportunity. You can sign up this evening.
You literally come down and take part tonight. No excuses.
There's still plenty of time. Come down, about 10:30, sign up.
And if you do it next year, it's probably going to be raining.
Yeah, and this evening, you actually couldn't pick a better evening to go walking 10 miles across MK.
It's like 25 at the moment out there.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
It's probably going to be, what, 20 at the worst come midnight.
I mean, I won't lie, it's a bit sweltering in the studio, but yeah, walking across Milton Keynes is going to be beautiful.
Tonight then, if you're taking part in the Midnight Moon and you want to get in contact with us, we'll give you and your team a shout out. Also, if you're walking in memory tonight of someone... You're right, it's so hot now, I can't even talk. If you're walking in memory of someone tonight, let us know about that as well. Ways to get in contact with us.
You can tweet us at MKFM, text us as well, 81400. Just make sure you start your text off with the word MKFM so it comes to us here in the studio.
Also on Facebook, you'll see a post that we did a little bit earlier. Just scroll down and you can add your message there as well. You can tweet us at MKFM. Right, let's continue with the big Saturday night songs then.
We've got that big track from Inner City lined up after this from Blonde and Melissa Steele. This is I Loved You on MKFM.
The countdown to midnight is on.
MKFM.
This takes me back to my clubbing days.
Oh, I must take you right back, Darren.
Oi! Down there in Brighton.
Living that good life.
The Norwegian students all over the place. With their EF bags.
The what?
EF.
I've got no idea what you're on about.
I don't know what EF stand for, but they all had blue bags that said EF on them.
Right.
We're counting down to midnight. It's a midnight move for Will & Hospice. We're going to be finding out all about Will & Hospice. I think most people know the bare basics, don't they? But like tonight, we're going to go into some real detail.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think most people in Milton Keynes maybe have experienced the hospice themselves or know of somebody that's used the hospice. But it'll be good to find out a little bit more about them.
And it costs them £9 a minute. £9 a minute to keep that place open.
Every single minute for those vital services that they provide for the community. So something like the Midnight Moo, they really, really rely on. And as we've already said this evening, there is still time for you to come down and sign up. You can sign up tonight if you fancy doing a little bit of a stroll, take in the lovely evening that we've got across MK. Do it. You can come down and sign up tonight at Into Milton Keynes.
Just don't come to our studio because it's baking hot.
Yeah, I've got beads of sweat dripping down my forehead currently. Bit of a sweat tash as well.
We're going to do some of your shout-outs in a sec.
The Midnight Moo for Will & Hospice with Specsavers and MKFM.
MKFM.
So Mrs. D's arrived then for the Midnight Moo.
And the theme this evening is Sparkle Under the Stars, and she is definitely doing that this evening.
What's all that stuff she's got on her face?
She is caked in glitter. I think it was meant to be placed strategically, but I think in the end it just went everywhere.
She's got it on her mince pies.
Yeah, glitter is one of those things, it just gets in every nook and cranny.
And she's got fairy lights around her as well.
She's really getting into it, I love it.
Oh.
And she's got some for me as well.
I've just realised we're advert-free tonight as well to midnight.
We are.
So we're going to cram in as much music as we can, and your shout-outs as well. It's quite funny, actually, when we do the midnight music. This is probably like the third year that we've actually done the show from our studios at Inter, because it's the time of night where there's not that many people around.
It's so quiet, so easy to get parked, and nobody out there at the moment.
And, like, literally by midnight, the place is swarming.
Absolutely
with about 1,200 people.
It's amazing. It's such a great buzz.
So we've got a couple of shout-outs to do. We've probably got about 60 messages, even since we've been on air tonight, so we're going to get through as many as we can. Let's do a couple now.
Yep. Good evening to Emma, who says, good luck to everyone taking part tonight. This is such a worthy cause and has a special place in my family's heart. Helen saying, Twinkle Toes for Sparkly Stars are walking tonight in memory of our mum and nanny. 20 years gone this year, but still missed and thought about daily. And that's from sisters and nieces, Catherine, Corinne, Jennifer, with armchair cheering Caroline. I love that. Anne saying, remembering my best friend from when we were 7 years old, 65 years ago. And Sharon saying, myself, Linda, Skye, Charlotte, Danielle and Senga are walking tonight in memory of my auntie Margot Campbell, who passed away at Willen in December last year. Hashtag Team Margot.
We're live until midnight tonight. Get your messages in. 81400 is our text number. Just start your text from CAFM, leave a space, and then send us your message. You can tweet us as well. Also, there's a Facebook post.
Yeah, just head over to MKFM Radio and you'll see a big old picture of us midnight mooers, and you can leave your comment on there.
All right, let's continue with this then. The Sauce and Candy Staten in a second.
But now, this from Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars. This is Uptown Funk on MKFM.
The Midnight Moo for Willen Hospice with Specsavers and MKFM.
MKFM.
Candy Staten and The Sauce. You Got the Love, Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars before that, and Uptown Funk. Hello, this is Darren here. Saturday night across Milton Keynes, just gone 9:30, counting down to midnight. If this is the first time you listen to MKFM, will you normally do the breakfast show weekdays between 6 and 9?
This is a much nicer hour, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't want to be here every Saturday night, though.
And that's
Leah.
True.
Every day on the breakfast show, Mrs. D comes in, which I'm basically the better half of the relationship. And we always find out what's for tea, and we have, like, this little song that the kids just love in the mornings. Why are you both looking at me like that?
Because you said better half.
I am the better half.
You're not the better half. She's
so,
right.
Shall we do the song?
Let's do it.
Mrs. D, what's for tea?
Yeah. It don't even sound any better this time around.
No, it doesn't. Can't even blame the early morning.
So if you're listening on Friday, Mrs. D recommended the Eton Mess.
Yes. Have you made it?
No, I've had a very busy day today. I've been running today.
She doesn't make anything that she says on air.
But can we just have a second to just appreciate what an absolute hero Mrs. D is? So she's going to be doing the Midnight Moo this evening, which is a 10-mile walk at midnight.
Yeah.
And you've run a relay today.
I have.
How long was that?
It was only 2.5 miles.
You say only 2.5 miles, but that is a massive struggle. I couldn't do that.
It was very hot.
Yeah, it's been
I must
so
say,
warm.
Really, really hot today.
That's
but I had a fabulous team. Obviously, there's four in a relay, so big shout out to all my team members, Kirsten, Georgina and Gavin.
Big shout out to those guys.
Yes, and Georgina's also doing the move with me tonight as well.
I mean, we've got two super ladies
in
our presence, Darren.
And as you know, Leah, we've just got back off holiday. And
here we go again.
And I would actually say it's hotter in Milton Keynes than it is in Florida at the minute.
Yeah, definitely. It's like 28 degrees still out there. It's 9:30 at night.
They reckon it's going to get up to 33 tomorrow, and this weather could last another 40 days.
Oh.
I don't quite believe it myself.
No, surely a storm's got to be brewing.
So we're on for the Eton Mess tomorrow then, Mrs. D?
Yeah.
Burnt all the calories today. You've earned them.
Are you going to tweet it?
Maybe.
Make a change for you to tweet a dish, I think.
Oh, yeah, I suppose I haven't been using it for that.
Mrs. D, what's for tea?
Yeah. No doubt we'll hear you a little bit later on, so good luck in the midnight mood tonight.
Why, thank you.
Who are you doing it with tonight, then? Give them a shout out.
Wow. Leanne Coventry, previous mayoress, or 2 years ago, is it?
Yeah.
Not last year, but the year before. Georgina, I managed to drag her along from work. So, yeah, obviously Leah.
Yeah.
A few other work colleagues that I've worked with before. And to be honest, I've not got a clue. We put a message out. There's been lots of people joining our group. I don't know half of them.
And together we are the MKFM Movers.
Right, we'll do more of your shout-outs in just a sec. It's MKFM.
The countdown to midnight is on.
MKFM.
The Midnight Move 2018. Hello, this is Darren Lee, counting down to midnight tonight.
That's Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa, One Kiss. Before that, Craig David and Sigala, Ain't Giving Up.
Hello to Richard Bateman. He's doing some filming tonight, or his guys are, from West 4th Street. He's the guy that did the Red Balloon video recently.
He did, and lovely Tom is going to be joining us in the studio and all across the evening to take some great footage of all the ladies walking the Midnight Move this evening.
We always say, Leah, you learn something every day on the MK Breakfast Show.
You do. Educational it is.
I was absolutely gobsmacked today to realise that they don't make sugar puffs anymore.
I can never tell what's going to come out of your mouth. What? They don't make sugar puffs anymore?
Yeah, they've been rebranded something or other.
So they do still make them, they're just a different name.
And they've changed the recipe.
Oh, dear.
You know, the basically the packet was quite iconic back in the day.
Yeah.
Sugar puffs with the Honey Monster.
Well, exactly, yeah.
But they're called something like Honey Monster Puffs now, something like that.
Right.
Completely different packet, half the size. And I read up on it. They made the change in 2014 because of obviously adults being concerned about the sugar levels.
You've had far too much time on your hands today, Darren, to do this research.
I went down the cereal aisle for the first time in years today.
What do you mean in years? Cereal is great.
Yeah, I know, but Mrs. D normally does all that. Okay. I went down the first time today just to see what there was. And I was like shocked by
and
the prices.
You were doing your research on them all.
You got to buy like a mortgage these days. get a mortgage to get Tony the Tiger cereal.
Oh dear, should we do some more Midnight Moo shout outs?
Yes, please.
Everybody leaving their comments on our Facebook page, MKFM Radio. Keep leaving yours. If you're walking this evening, maybe you're walking in memory of somebody, we'll give you a big shout out on the radio this evening. Hello to Victoria saying, I'm doing the Midnight Moo in memory of my mum, Bernie Moody, who was a patient at Willen Hospice and passed away in November last year. Andrea, walking tonight with my good friend Amina, looking forward to it. Walking in memory of my dear auntie Sandra, who sadly passed away too soon of cancer. Sharon saying, Specsavers MK crew, Charlotte, Tanvi, Lizzie and Laura and myself as ambassadors for this amazing organisation. We are showing our support tonight. Good luck to everyone else at taking part.
If you fancy a shout out tonight, you can tweet us at MKFM. You can text us as well. 81400 is our text number. Just take your text for MKFM. And also we've got a post on our Facebook page.
We do, which is MKFM Radio. So search for that. Have a quick scroll down and you'll be able to find the picture of everybody dressed up in their Midnight Moo gear and you can leave your comment there.
We've got loads and loads of messages to get through. I will promise you we'll do our best to read them all tonight.
We will.
All right, let's continue with this. This always reminds us of summertime in Milton Keynes.
Especially in Campbell Park. I don't know why, but this song just takes us right back there with like a fun fair, the smell of sausages, all the great summertime stuff.
Just incredible. More shout outs on the way after this from Shapeshifters. This is Lola's Theme on MKFM.
The Midnight Moon. Willen Hospice with Specsavers and MKFM.
MKFM.
It's the Midnight Moo 2018. After 10 tonight, we're speaking to some of our guests, including the CEO from Willen Hospice. And also some of you that are walking as well, feel free to pop to our studios tonight. We're just opposite Marks and Spencer's and opposite Gap. Live on air till midnight tonight. Loads of shout-outs coming in on our text, also on Facebook as well.
Yes, good evening to Alison, who says, I'm doing the Midnight Moo in memory of Paul Maddox, a very close friend who passed away this year, and in memory of Margaret Lee, my daughter's grandma, who is missed so much. I'm walking tonight with my sister Pauline. Kelly saying, me and my sister-in-law Michelle are doing it. It's my second time and Michelle's first. I think it is one of those events that once you've done it once, you just kind of get a bit of a bug for it.
And how many times have you done it now?
I think this is my fourth time, and I feel like every single year it just seems to be getting bigger and better, and I've heard some of the plans for this year. It's very exciting.
Yes.
Especially at mile three.
You're not going to start going on about the firemen again,
are you? I might just be talking about those firemen, yes. It definitely helps. That's what we need at mile three. But every single mile, there are some fantastic marshals who we should give a shout out to as well this evening, who are out there making sure we're all safe, we're well fed, we're well watered, and everybody's looked after across the streets of Milton Keynes. A very good evening, Nikki, as well, who says, myself and Lisa are walking tonight in memory of my dad, who spent his final days in Willen Hospice, an incredible place that cares for the patient and their family amazingly, and that is why we are walking this evening.
If you want to find out more about the Midnight Moo, you can go to our website, mcafm.com. All the details are on there, and as we said earlier, it's not too late to take part. You can just turn up tonight and basically do the registration and walk. What a perfect evening to do it.
Oh, it's gorgeous, isn't it? A big shout out to Lauren Ashley Howson, who says, I want to say good luck to everyone doing the Midnight Moo tonight. It's so nice to listen to Darren and Leah tonight. Best presenters. That's very kind.
They must have heart on.
Diane also saying, my daughter Marie and I will be walking the Midnight Moo this evening. Well, best of luck to everybody walking tonight. As Darren said, do pop into our studios here at Into, and you can do the shout outs yourself this evening.
All right, I have more on the way for you after this. This is M22 and Medina. This is First Time on MKFM.
The countdown to midnight is on. MKFM.
So we've got a buffet going on in our reception tonight.
We do. We can't go anywhere without having a cheeky buffet.
You're always first up, of course.
Oh, it looks lovely. We've got some sausage rolls, party rings.
Mrs. D just can't help eating as she's going along. She's worse than you.
She's the taste tester. Got to make sure it's all right for the rest of us, yeah.
We've had Indian the last couple of years.
I'm not sure it was the perfect pre-walk meal, though, if I'm totally honest with you.
It was lovely, Leah.
It was fine for you scoffing it down and then having to sleep for a couple of hours while we walked the streets of Milton Keynes.
So you've taken charge of the buffet tonight, then. Look at that, sausage rolls.
It's gorgeous.
Doing all your shout-outs after 10 as well. We're going to be speaking to some of the guys as well from Willen Hospice. It's the Midnight Moo 2018. It's kind of the time of night now where people are going to start turning up.
It's the time that everything gets very, very exciting. And if you are on your way down here, do pop into our studios at Into on your way in to do all the registration-y bits. Come and say hello and shout out everybody that you're walking with and who you're walking for as well.
Bletchley, Malverton, Westcroft on 106.3 FM, DAB Digital Radio, on your mobile and online, from the UK's fastest growing city, this is MKFM, the Midnight Moo, for Willen Hospice, with Specsavers and MKFM.
MKFM.
It's a Midnight Moo for Willen Hospice 2018, people arriving now.
You can really feel that buzz now, can't you?
Yeah, it's always funny, that first hour, it's just, like, so quiet, and then, like, now people start arriving and you know it's happening.
Exactly, it's the calm before the storm before 10, and now everybody's here, it's great.
It's Darren and Leah, we're on air till midnight, counting down for that 10-mile walk. We'll also be on Facebook as well, a little bit later on, capturing some of the scenes from the Midnight Moo. And, of course, Samantha for the Panthers' retirement tonight as well.
Yes, it's her last appearance before she heads back to her native land in Africa.
She's going to be leading the Moors tonight at midnight. All right, let's find out then who we're shouting out.
A big shout out to Georgina this evening, saying, me and my friend Lisa are doing it. This is the first time for us both. Eek, they say. You don't need to be worried. Honestly, it's great fun. We'll all have a giggle together and the 10 miles will fly by. Rachel saying, my third year walking it, and this time I'm going solo. Well, we'll all be walking with you, Rachel. Pauline saying, me and my sister are doing it. Alison and I, we're really, really looking forward to it. Demi saying, Kim, Kirsty, aka the Scatty Mooers, my fifth walk in memory of my mum and dad and my father-in-law as well. Elizabeth saying, I'm doing it with a couple of work colleagues, Laura and Fegan and Vicky, first ever time for me, looking forward to the experience, it's gonna be great. Rebecca saying, me and Cherry are doing it too. Louise, in loving memory of Peter, my dad, who was at Willen, he was looked after with such kindness and respect.
That is the thing, Midnight Moo is all about raising money for Willen Hospice, who need £9 a minute to keep it open.
I mean, £9 every single minute.
If you're not taking part tonight, you can go to the Willen website, Willen Hospice, just search that on Google, and you can find out about the other events that are going on between now and the end of the year, but also about the regular giving as well.
Exactly. We actually went to a summertime reception at Willen recently, and they were saying how important that regular giving is, to know that they can rely on that money kind of coming in from the local community. £9 every single minute just to keep those vital services for Milton Keynes going.
And with the regular giving, it's very easy. You're just signing yourself up, and whatever amount you decide to do, just comes out of your bank each month, and it helps keep Willen Hospice going. Find out more about that a little bit later on. Keep your shout outs coming in.
Yes, you can add them to our Facebook page, which is MKFM Radio. You can tweet us at MKFM, text us as well, 81400. Just make sure you start your text off with the word MKFM.
All right, live and enjoy it on the way. Let's do this. This is Jack Jones. Can I ask what you're doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Well, what are you doing in reception?
I'm getting into the festivities, Darren.
Right.
I heard a bottle popping and I thought, I need to join this celebration.
Hey, it's Darren and Leah. It's the Midnight Moo 2018. It's the 10th one. We're on air tonight, counting down. About 1,000 ladies expected to take part.
And quite a few of them already started arriving, so big shout out to you if you're just pulling up.
It's still over 20 Celsius out there.
You can feel it in the studio. It feels about 40.
I reckon it is in the studio. It's very, very hot in here tonight.
I'm just debating whether to wear more layers or not. I brought a cardigan with me. I'm not sure whether to wear layers or not this evening because it's so, so warm.
I think it's going to be stuffy even when you get back tonight.
I think so as well.
So if it's the first time that people tuned in and they don't know anything about the Midnight Moo, it's basically a 10-mile walk.
It is a 10-mile walk at midnight, raising funds for Willen Hospice, our local hospice. And it goes all across Milton Keynes. It's actually one of those things that if you get one of those apps or trackers and things, you see actually where you've walked. I've just had another look at the map. We literally cover the breadth of Milton Keynes. It is quite remarkable, but it flies by so quickly because with all of us ladies nattering, it's just such a great atmosphere. It's like having a big hen party all together. Everybody's dressed up. They normally do a theme every year. This year it is Sparkle Under the Stars, so everybody's getting glittered up. I can look in our reception and Mrs. D has got lights wrapped around her, so she's definitely going to be sparkling under the stars this evening.
So you sparkling up then for midnight?
I will be sparkling up, and so will you, Darren.
All right.
We've got plenty of glitter to go around, don't you worry.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Have we got any more shout-outs?
We've got loads of them, so do keep these coming on our Facebook page at MKFM Radio. Big shout-out to Asta saying, this year, my sister Naringa joined me. Can't wait for it. Louisa saying, myself, Shelley, all walking in memory of Sue Pickering. Danielle saying, me and my mum Sue, Yvette are all doing it. Looking forward to it. Hannah saying, I'm walking with Becky and Pip. Sarah saying, hey, Hayley Stars are walking, Nadine, Sarah, Samantha and Victoria. Eileen saying, not doing it sadly this year, but good luck to everybody who's walking. I promise you, you will all love it. Thank you, Eileen.
Oliver from MKFM's hosting it tonight, so he's going to be starting very shortly. Also, Specsavers have sponsored it this year. Something tells me we're going to be speaking to the guys from Specsavers very soon. Also, the CEO from Willen Hospice will be joining us, and I think the events manager as well, Sarah, will be telling us a bit more about tonight as well. You can keep your shout-outs coming in.
Yeah, you can tweet us at MKFM. You can text us, 81400 is that text number. Start your message with the word MKFM. You can add your comments to our Facebook post as well. Just head to MKFM Radio. Scroll down a few scrolls and you'll be able to find that big picture of all the Midnight Mooers.
Philip George and Anton Powers now.
The countdown to midnight is on.
MKFM.
That's Lil Mix on MKFM. It's Midnight Moo 2018. The countdown is on. And Specsavers have sponsored it this year.
They have. And we're joined in the studio by Steve and Ardian.
Arvin.
Yeah. I'll get there in the end. Arvin. Hello, guys.
Hi, good evening.
So why did you sponsor the Midnight Moo this year?
So we first got involved with the Midnight Moo last year when we were approached to discuss different sponsorship opportunities. And we sponsored the Gantry last year. And it built from there.
Excellent. So you've got several stores in Milton Keynes. You do quite a bit of charity work, don't you?
Yeah, we try and be involved. Being a local business, locally owned business, we try and be involved with as many local causes as we can, whether that's something like Willen Hospice and the Moo, or whether it's the local carnival like Newport Pagnell Carnival we were out at last weekend.
I think a lot of people will be surprised. I mean, you just said that you're, you know, a locally owned business. I think when people think of Specsavers, they wouldn't really imagine that. But you are in Milton Keynes, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So all of our stores are individually owned, very similar to a franchise model. So it's normally owned by two partners, one of which is a qualified optometrist and the other is usually a retailer, sometimes a qualified dispenser and optician like myself.
And I suppose it gives you that great opportunity to support local events like this one.
Absolutely. So we have complete control of our budgets. So it means that if we want to get involved with a specific local thing, we don't have to get that approval from the wider group. It means we have the buying power of a large group, but the local feel and of an independently run business.
And Arvin, I'm probably going to get your name wrong again, which I do apologise for.
That's all right.
But why Willen Hospice and the Midnight Moo? It's obviously one of the biggest events of the year. But just with so many charities in Milton Keynes, why did Specsavers pick Willen Hospice?
Well, I just think because with Specsavers policy, they always their policy is always they want to help better, make a better lifestyle for everyone, really. That's the whole idea of Specsavers in terms of sight, in terms of vision. So I think with Willen Hospice, it's sort of like a big opportunity for them to really expand and, again, just improve the lifestyle and help others, I say.
So have either of you two been to the Midnight Moo before?
I have not been to Midnight Moo. To be honest, I've not actually ever heard of it.
But, that's all right, you're a fella. It's aimed at ladies, so that's all right. Steve, have you seen it before?
So, yeah, I was here last year when we were sponsoring the gantry, and I was really impressed. The atmosphere on the night was amazing, and you can feel it building already tonight as people are starting to arrive. So, it was last year, even though there were some men allowed, I didn't venture out for the 10-mile walk, unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, Willen Hospice obviously got a lot of support in Milton Keynes, and it's fantastic that Specsavers have sponsored the event. So,
thank you very much.
To you guys. And it's going to be a big night tonight, so a big thank you to Specsavers.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And if I can just very quickly say, we've got a team walking tonight. Four fantastic members of our team in Milton Keynes, Lizzie, Tanvi, Sharon and Charlotte, all walking to raise money for Willen Hospice tonight.
Oh, all right,
we wish them the best of luck as well.
All right, Oliver Dean from Saturdays on MKFM, he's hosting the event tonight. We're going to be talking to him after this from Duke Dumont. This is Need You on MKFM. Duke Dumont, who's from Tring. MKFM, it's the Midnight Moo Countdown. Oliver Dean's joined us.
Hello.
From Saturday mornings here on MKFM. So you're hosting tonight then?
Yeah, I can't wait. It's already getting really busy. Everyone seems really excited. It's going to be an amazing evening. Obviously raising so much money for such an amazing cause as well. So yeah, it's going to be good fun.
I heard you on air earlier saying that you didn't realise it was like to 4 or 5am and you thought you got stitched up with the hosting.
Yeah, so I feel like you've had the real success here because you two obviously will finish the show at midnight. Happy days. Done. Goodbye. Okay, Darren will finish the show at midnight and then can just...
I will then be walking 10 miles across Milton Keynes.
Yeah.
So I'm then going to bed.
You're staying right where you are.
I'm going to bed.
I need you both here to cheer us on.
I got to get
ready. And cheer us in when we get in at 5am.
I got to get ready for breakfast on Monday.
Oh, stop it now.
6am we start. Takes a lot out of me, that show. Especially working with you.
Wow.
Like, you've aged me. People say I don't look 28.
You definitely don't, Darren.
It's like...
Anyway, besides the point, it's the Midnight Moo this evening. Oliver Dean, you're going to be hosting.
Yeah.
There's loads of stuff before the actual... Before we all kind of set off walking, isn't there?
Yeah, 100%. So, we have got live music. We've got a couple of performers. There's going to be so much going on. We've got the massive warm-up, which kicks off at 11:45.
Although, I feel like we're not going to need much of a warm-up this
evening. Oh, no, it's very hot.
I'm already sweating.
It's very, very hot. And can I also just say to anybody that is walking tonight, if you are one of those people that arrives... I'm saying around 4:45 time, I won't be saying well done, congratulations when you cross that line. I'm just going to be saying, please hurry up, I want to go to bed.
No, you
won't. At 5am, I am going to be knackered.
The sun's going to be
up. You're not going to be doing anything.
When
we sail for midnight, you're going to be sitting down, probably having a little bevy, and you'll be waiting until we get in.
It's more tiring waiting around for you.
It is.
Well, you can go and join the rest of the marshals then and cheer us on all the way around.
Or find a nearby bar.
We'll
do something.
How long are they open for down the road?
I feel like at least 2am.
Is it like a 24/7 license these days?
Around that.
Yeah.
What we should be talking about.
I was going to say. So anyway, it's going to be an amazing night and I need to go now because I'm due on in 1.5 minutes.
plenty of time.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you've ever seen a picture of Oliver Dean or know Oliver Dean, you will know he's famous for his suit and stag. He's got the waistcoat on tonight as well.
He's donning the whole lot, but I'm hoping he's going to be doing the warm-up in all that attire later on.
And it's like 40 Celsius in the studio, and he's not sweating or anything. He's as cool as a cucumber.
I don't know about that.
It's just incredible now. All right, we're going to do more of your shout-outs in just a second. Keep them coming in. 81400 is our text number. Stay text for MKFM. You can tweet us at MKFM. All right, big song from a few years ago.
And it's a great summer track as well. Going to sound so good for your Saturday night. It's Mr. Probs and Waves now on MKFM. It's Mr. Probs and Waves on the beat of MK. It's MKFM 10:32 Saturday night with Darren and Leah. And it is the big night. It's Midnight Moot 2018.
And we've got Sarah in, who's head of events for Willen Hospice. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
The night is here.
Biggest night of the year for us, Darren.
It's the biggest night of the year for us as well.
Yeah. The whole of Milton Keynes.
And it seems as if we talk about the Midnight Moon literally from Christmas to now. So it's like kind of like half a year of our life.
Yeah, what do we do afterwards? What are we going to do next week?
And it's one of those things is that, you know, on radio stations, people read scripts, not at this station, but others. And, you know, you kind of hear bits and pieces. But on this station, when you hear, you know, our presenters talk about it, they talk about it so passionately, and especially people like Leah and that, that have taken part or they're involved with Willen Hospice in some way or another. And when we say that this is the biggest night of the year, we really mean it, because literally over 1,000 ladies walking for the charity.
And that's a big deal, isn't it? Getting a group of 1,000 people to support one cause is quite incredible.
So if someone's listening for a first time tonight, tell us what the Midnight Moo is all about.
The Midnight Moo is a 10-mile circular walk along the redways of Milton Keynes. Starts here at Into, finishes here at Into. It's marshalled. We've got about 300 marshals out there tonight, I think, Darren. So all along the route, there's just amazing atmosphere. It's girls only. Girls do a lot of chatting, as we know. Great night out for girls, girlfriends, families. We have all age groups, anybody over 14. Well, they need to be with adults, but yeah, nice age group. Nice age range, rather. And you know, it's just fantastic. It's just got a really special charm of its own, the Moo. And it's 10 years old this year.
And it's a sparkle theme.
And we've seen lots of sparkle.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's like,
yeah,
even as you're talking, there's people walking like with fairy lights on and things dazzling and all the rest
lights,
of it.
Everybody sparkling. Yeah, it looks amazing. It's a nice theme. And I like these white vests.
Yeah,
they're really lovely. Nice. You're looking good, Leah.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. They're lovely.
Leah
very
always
nice.
Looks good, though.
Oh, no, I don't know about that. I'm a bit sweaty this evening.
It's really hot. It's hot.
Yeah. And looking at the weather forecast, it's still going to be about 17, 18 Celsius when most people get
it's
back
warm
tonight.
Night. Lots of water.
Yeah.
Plenty of water on the route, but we've got to keep hydrated, ladies. Make sure. Lots to eat, lots to drink.
Excellent.
And if people haven't yet signed up, is there still time if they're
If they're quick, we leave in an hour and a half. We set off at midnight on the dot. But everybody's welcome to come along, come down and still sign up. We've got about another hour of sign-ups, I would say.
Get your trainers on, ladies.
No excuse. And as we said earlier, is that if you leave it to next year, it might be raining next year.
Exactly. It's a lovely warm evening.
Walking when it's warm and dry.
That's what we need.
So we spoke to you the other day at lunch just about Willen Hospice. And, of course, the cost to run Willen Hospice, it's like any household, really, is that the costs are going up and up and up.
That's right.
It's like £9 a minute now to keep the hospice open.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we're here as well. You know, that's tonight. That's every single hour. We need to raise those funds. And that's what this is all about.
Yeah, and it's not just about the people that you care for at the hospice. You do a lot of work outside of the hospice as well.
We do. The majority of our patients are cared for at home.
Which is phenomenal. So it's £9 a minute. How much roughly a year?
Oh, that's, it's about £6 million a year.
Yeah, I know it used to be five.
It used to be five. And we raise in the community here, we raise just over £4 million. We get 22% of our funding from the NHS. So just over £4 million is raised here in Milton Keynes by the people of Milton Keynes. I mean, that's how it works.
And that's a shed load of money. And we were saying earlier as well, is that if the Midnight Moo isn't like your thing or any of the other events, you can get involved in the regular giving.
Yeah. That's another way to support us, Darren. You know, not everybody is an event person. Lots of people like just the ease of being able to pay regularly a monthly amount from their bank account. And that's an amazing way to give. We can forward plan with that money as well.
All right, excellent. Well, if you want to find out more about Bullen Hospice, just do a simple Google search. All the details are on there.
Thank you.
And I know you want to give a shout out to all your team from Willen tonight who have put the event together.
Our team are amazing. Our team are amazing. You'll go into Into tonight and you'll see all of those blue T-shirts. That's a combination of staff, volunteers, and just amazing supporters of the hospice. We couldn't do tonight without them.
And a big thank you as well for the 1,000 ladies that are taking part tonight.
A big round of applause for them.
Yeah.
Well done, everybody.
All right, we're getting loads of shout-outs in tonight. We'll continue with that in just a little bit. Got Kaiser on the way. Let's continue with this.
This is going to sound so good in the heat this evening. It's Will Smith and Miami Now on MKFM.
The Midnight Moon for Willen Hospice with Specsavers and MKFM.
MKFM.
Loads and loads of people arriving out into for the Midnight Moon.
And it feels like most of them are in our reception area.
I think so. They've obviously heard that we've got a buffet on tonight.
We do. We've got it all going on. Sausage rolls, quiche, the whole lot.
Thanks to Sarah from Willen Hospice who popped in tonight. We've also got the CEO, Petra, join us at some time a little bit later on tonight as well. People banging on our window, shouting us out. Who was that?
That was Build a Body, who are going to be doing the warm-up this evening for all of the Midnight Mooers. So just before midnight strikes, we all have to kind of limber up, warm up and get ready for the 10-mile walk. So they do a little bit of a routine for us. Stuart will be leading the Packer ladies and getting us all warmed up and ready for it.
Just a reminder as well, Samantha the Panther's last public appearance tonight. She's going to be basically heading the herd off at midnight.
She will be. And she's getting very warm this evening. But it's exactly what she likes, because that is why she's retiring. She's going back to Africa because she likes the kind of warmth. And the last winter we had was far too cold for her paws. So she's in her element this evening. She's going to be having a great time.
All right, more shout-outs then.
Good evening to Lorna, who says, I'm not doing it, but my friends Justine and Claire are. Can you give them a big old shout-out, please? It's their first time doing this. Good luck, girlies. That's from Lorna to Justine and Claire. Jackie saying, I'm doing it with my daughter Vicky, her best friend Lucy and her mum Julie. We're all first timers. Let's do this. That's a fighting talk you need, Jackie. And it's such a lovely event for like mums and daughters to do together as well, isn't it? Really lovely. Hello to Elizabeth saying, walking in memory of my sis Nike and walking with Louisa and Ambimfulu. Vegan saying, I'm doing it with Elizabeth, Laura and Vicky, Anne, Mandy, Caroline, Bridget. There's a whole herd of them doing it. Wish you were all doing it with us. Anne saying, everybody have a great time, enjoy it. And Victoria saying, me and my friend Nicola are doing it this year. Well, good luck, everybody. And if you are on your way in to Into, do pop in, say hello, and we can give you a big old shout out on the radio this evening.
Also, you can tweet us at MKFM in Texas as well. 81400 is our text number. Just start your text for MKFM. Also got a Facebook post tonight. You can pop your message on there, as so many of you have done tonight. It's the 2018 Midnight Move for Willen Hospice, the 10th one.
And the countdown is on. An hour and 13 minutes until we head off across the streets of Milton Keynes.
Rudimental on the way in just a second.
But this from J-Lo now. It's Waiting for Tonight on MKFM.
The countdown to midnight is on.
MKFM.
As you can hear, it's all kicking off now. We've got loads of ladies in here.
I love it. And they're all sparkled up as well.
All
ready for the big
fairy lights
walk.
On. Marion's been nominated to speak. Hello, Marion.
Hello.
You all right?
Very well, thank you. You?
And you're an example of someone who didn't know they were doing the Midnight Moo this time yesterday.
No, I did not. I literally signed up just like a few hours ago. Like 2 hours, literally.
Let's give Marion a massive round of applause. Sign up 2 hours ago. This is what we like.
This is exactly what we love. And this is actually your first time walking the Midnight Moo, isn't it?
It is. First ever time.
So have you been roped in with all of your lovely lady friends this evening?
Well, I have. It's more Steph.
I roped her in, and it's her husband's birthday.
Oh.
Yes. And just ditched him for the Moo.
I have.
Oh, I love it, though. So this is your first Moo. How are you feeling about it?
I'm not nervous, because I think, for me, I've done a skydive with Steph for the same charity. So I'm actually looking forward to it.
Amazing. So is Willen Hospice quite close to your heart then? You've done a few things for them in the past.
We have. We've done the skydive in May, myself and Steph. Yeah.
Well done.
We've done a few things and work.
We raised nearly £2,000.
We did,
over
yes.
£2,000.
Yes, we did.
But we raised in the money in memory of my friend Hayley Wright, who was in the hospice a few months ago. And they were just brilliant there, basically. So, yeah.
And that's what these kind of events are all about, is raising money for such a fantastic hospice that we have all been touched by in Milton Keynes, and we need to make sure that they, you know, stay put and we keep supporting them with all our fundraising.
So exactly.
Do you have a team name then?
We don't actually.
No, but the other girls here do. Yeah.
Right.
We're the Feeble Frisians.
Say it.
We're the Feeble Frisians.
Feeble Frisians.
It's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
Sounds like something you'd say after having a filling or something, like you the other week. You've got a swollen mouth.
That's exactly how I sounded, yeah. Oh, well, good luck tonight. I'll be walking alongside you. You all look fabulous, sparkly
Thank
as well.
You. Thank you.
Absolutely love it. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, after 11 o'clock then, we've got the CEO of Willen Hospice, Peter, coming to speak to us. More people as well, if you're on your way to Indu, do pop down, because you can have a little interview like we've just done with Marion. And they're taking pictures and selfies and everything.
They are. Hello, we're live on the radio and they're doing it.
Let's give Marion another round of applause.
Welcome. Love it. Let's continue with this from George Ezra. It's Paradise now on MKFM. 4 minutes to 11 now, Saturday night with Darren and Leah.
Bletchley, Malverton, Westcroft on 106.3 FM, DAB Digital Radio, on your mobile and online from the UK's fastest growing city. This is MKFM, the Midnight Move for Willen Hospice with Specsavers and MKFM.
MKFM.
4 minutes past 11. Hello, this is Darren Lear. We're warming up to midnight for the Midnight Move. Not that anyone needs warming up.
No, I think we're all sweltering enough, actually.
It's like 40-odd degrees in the studio. A bit of a cool breeze outside.
But it's not going to get any cooler than about 16 all evening. It's going to be the perfect evening to walk across Milton Keynes for the Midnight Moon.
Keep your shout-outs coming in. We'll be doing them again in just a second. Also, the CEO of Willen Hospice is due. It's a new CEO this year. It used to be Paul. It's Peter now.
Peter will be joining us in the studio very shortly to give us a bit more of an in-depth kind of insight into Willen Hospice and everything that they do and exactly why we're fundraising this evening for the Midnight Moon.
And as you said, we love doing this show because, like, normally when we do breakfast or any other show on MKFM, it's kind of like you and I, and that's it.
And that's it. I have to deal with you all on my own, Darren. But this evening, distribute the Darren D a little bit.
And we've had no end of people in wanting car stickers and pictures.
Selfies in the studio.
And we do breakfast every day. I call my bluff. Even someone in tonight.
Yeah, Ellie just came into the studio with her mum. I think it was Maz. They came in and said that they were rooting for me, Darren. And they said that they were listening this week and saw that the tides had turned. They were very happy that I beat you at Call My Bluff. So thank you very much, Ellie, for popping in.
Because you've been on a bit of a losing streak. And basically with Call My Bluff, what it is that we have a stat and we have three possible answers. Two are made up by me, one is correct. And Leah was very good at this game. And then all of a sudden, you just got absolutely terrible at it.
It all went Pete Tong. I don't really know what happened, Darren. It just all went terribly wrong. And then we had a 2-week break. You went on your holidays and came back. The tides have turned and I'm now a winner. Thank you very much.
Well, at least you've got a fan anyway.
I do. It was lovely to meet Ellie.
So the Midnight Moon gets away at midnight tonight. The countdown is on. We have a warm-up in Into. There's like a fitness group that's just come down that does the warm-up every year.
Yeah, Builder Body Fitness. Stuart will be leading everybody this evening, getting everybody warmed up and ready for that 10-mile walk. So really, really exciting stuff.
So the event is sponsored by Specsavers, so a big thank you to them. And also Pret Into, really involved in this as well. They supply the breakfast when you get back.
They do, and it's very needed, actually. After that 10 miles, when you come back in and they say to you, go over to Pret now and get your free brekkie, that's just what you need.
And, of course, really supported by Into, that supply it's every night with all their staff as well, so big thank you to them.
Free car parking for everybody taking part in the move this evening as well, which is fab.
All right, hopefully we're going to be talking to the CEO of Willen Hospice in just a little bit.
Yeah, but let's get back to the tunes now. We've got John Gibbons lined up, PYT, after this from Calvin Harris. It's Summer on MKFM.
Calvin Harris and Summer, it's MKFM, 10 minutes past 11. 15 minutes to the Midnight Moo, 2018, the 10th one.
And it's getting very, very exciting. I mean, our studios and reception has just erupted, really. We've got so many people here. Everybody now arriving, getting themselves all signed up and ready for the Midnight Moon, as Darren says, starting in 50 minutes' time. And we're now joined in the studio by Peter, CEO of Willen Hospice itself, which is what the event is all kind of raising money for. Hello, Peter.
Hi.
I just have to say, you look very sparkly. Lovely.
Oh, yes, very sparkly.
Very nice. Very nice. indeed.
So we've been finding out a lot about the Midnight Moo tonight. A lot of people listening for the first time and find out what it's about. We've just had someone in the studio literally sign up about 2 hours ago. Let's go back to the beginning, first of all, and just talk about Willen Hospice, because a lot of people know about the work that Willen Hospice does, but not necessarily about how you have to raise your own funding.
Absolutely. We have to raise nearly £6 million a year, and we only get £1.1 million from the government. So every single year we have to raise £4.9 million, and that works out at £9 every single minute. So on the 1st of April, we look out and we are really concerned about where we're going to get that money from. So the Midnight Moo and other events encourage people to understand what the hospice does. They can do it in memory of a loved one, so it has real meaning for them. It's something that's really community focused, gets loads of people involved, and raises much needed funds so that we can continue to be there to care.
And as we've learned from your team over the years, it's not just about the care that you provide in the hospice either. You're actively in the community. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a clinical nurse specialist team, a hospice at home team, and a fabulous wellbeing centre where people get all sorts of support, therapeutic support, alternative therapies, art therapy, clinical support, and that much needed connection with other people who are sharing a similar experience. And our community teams help people to feel as well as possible and to be looked after in a caring and supportive way in their own homes.
And it's not just necessarily about that person, it's about their family as well. I remember when we came to your summer reception, you was talking about the support that you give for the loved ones as well.
Absolutely. Our patient and family services provide all sorts of interventions, both on a one-to-one basis and in groups, to every single member of a family in a very, very personalised way to make sure that they get the individual support that they need. So all of our services are given an integrated and holistic way to ensure that we meet each and every individual person's needs.
So the Midnight Moo is one of the ways that obviously you fundraise, but you've got several stores across Milton Keynes as well, and we've been involved in a campaign before where people can donate furniture and all that type of stuff.
Absolutely.
And I can't remember who it was. Was it Sarah that we had in that said, you know, that maybe events isn't for everyone. So maybe, you know, instead of throwing away some furniture or selling it privately,
Absolutely.
You could donate it to the hospice.
Yeah, we have our Kiln Farm warehouse and furniture store. We have 9 stores in total in Milton Keynes and environs, and a real opportunity for people to donate goods, to volunteer, to be a part of our fill a bag sales, which are really fantastic. You can fill a bag for £10 with the most wonderful gear, and really feel part of the Willen community and know that you're contributing towards a fantastic cause. What we really want is people to give regularly so that we know we've got an income coming in. So we're starting a GEM campaign, give every month, and we're really encouraging people. We want people to buy our lottery tickets and be a part of that. We want people to be part of our business club. There are so many ways that you can get involved and really help us to be there to care.
So many of those details on the Willen Hospice website. We also cover most of these as well over the year. So Julie's walking with you tonight. You're both walking.
She's my buddy.
So hello, Julie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
So have you done the Midnight Moo before?
This will be my 9th year.
So you've almost done the full set.
Yes, only missed one.
Yeah, excellent. And tonight, perfect conditions for it, almost.
Yes, yeah, really, really lovely. Yeah, not to have to carry, you know, all your waterproofs and that with you. Yeah, it's going to be a good night for everybody.
So, Leah, is this your 4th one now?
I think this is my 4th one, yeah. I've marshalled a few of them in the past, but I think it's one of those events that once you've done it once, you kind of get a bug for it, don't you?
Absolutely.
As you obviously have with this being your 9th.
Yeah, the first 6 years, I was responsible for registration, so I was supporting throughout the night. But from then on, you know, I've walked, and actually there's no turning back.
No.
So I do really love it, and I've been fortunate every year that I've had lovely weather when I've done it as well.
So you must have missed a year when it was raining then. there was one year, I think, where people were coming back soaking wet. I think that was about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, that was a good year to miss. I think what I would like to say, though, is, you know, my thanks to all of the volunteers who actually make this event possible. As a walker, walking at this time of night, it's really, really good to know that you've got people that you can see behind you, the marshals you're walking to. And there's a huge amount of volunteers who help us to put on this event.
And they really keep you going as well. You know, sometimes when you get to mile 7 or 8, you kind of might start thinking, oh, I'm flagging a little bit. But actually, they kind of keep you going and they give you your water and your sweets. And my favourite mile is the one with the firemen.
Well, I know.
And that's everybody's favourite mile.
You go by that one too quickly, don't you?
Yeah.
And Peter, let's just bring you back in for a second. And what's always amazing is, you know, the numbers are normally between 1,000 and 1,200. And it's a night like this where you can really show the love and the support for the hospice. You can just see it. You walk into there. Yeah. Everyone's having a great time. Even in our reception here, we've probably got about 20, 30 people that are having a bit of a party before they start walking. Yeah. It's a great event.
It's absolutely fantastic. I couldn't believe it. I came down. This is my first, of course, because I've not been here very long. Came down the escalator, everybody smiling, covered in glitter and lights, and really, really embracing the event and embracing what it means to everybody.
Fantastic. And it's going to be a great night tonight. The weather's perfect. The numbers are where we needed it to be.
Absolutely.
I know a little while ago, the numbers were slightly down, but they've all come out tonight. We've had someone in the last 10 minutes come to the studio that only signed up 2 hours ago.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. So congratulations for tonight.
Thank you very much indeed. And thank you for your support.
It's been a pleasure.
Very, very much appreciated.
Thank you. All right, let's continue then. This is Clean Bandit and Demi Lovato, MKFM.
The countdown to midnight is on.
MKFM.
John Gibbons, PYT, on MKFM for that Clean Bandit, Demi Lovato with Solo.
So it's a countdown to the midnight move, just literally over half an hour to go. People arriving in the hundreds at the minute.
And they're getting their faces painted. There's somebody giving glitter away. There's loads of what are these called?
Glow sticks.
Glow sticks everywhere. Everybody's covered in their lights. Walking past our windows here at Into, everybody sparkling away as the theme for the midnight move is Sparkle Under the Stars. And everybody is doing just that this evening.
We'll be on Facebook Live a little bit later on, just before midnight, so you can see everyone walk off. That'd be on MKFM radio just before midnight. Samantha the Panther's last appearance as well.
She's going to be leading the ladies this evening. What a way to go out as well.
And we're going to be doing more of your shout outs in just a little bit.
Now then, let's continue with this great tune from R. Kelly. She's got that vibe on MKFM.
The countdown to midnight is on
MKFM.
It's 99 Souls, The Girl Is Mine on MKFM for that R. Kelly, and she's got that vibe.
It's a countdown to midnight. It's the Midnight Move 2018. It's the 10th one.
It is. I can't believe this is the 10th one, and it just feels like it just gets bigger and better every single year.
We've heard from the CEO, Petra, tonight about how much the hospice needs. We've also heard from the events team, and also people that have popped in that have just literally signed up tonight.
I mean, Marion sticks in my head. She came in with a whole group of ladies, and a few of them were walking. It's her first time, and she just signed up 2 hours ago. It's amazing.
All right, let's do a few more shout-outs.
Hello to Emma, who says, good luck to everybody taking part tonight. This is such a worthy cause and has a special place in my family's heart. Kim saying, I should be walking this evening with Emma. Sharon saying, myself, Linda, Sky, Charlotte, Danielle and Senga are all walking tonight in memory of my auntie Margot Campbell, who passed away at Willen in December last year. Hashtag Team Margot. Johnny saying, good luck to my bestie Corinne, Jenny, Kat and Helen for tonight. Sorry I can't do it with you. Go smash it and have an amazing time. And Helen saying, Twinkle Toes for Sparkly Stars are walking tonight in memory of our mum and nanny. 20 years gone this year, but still missed and thought about daily. Sisters and nieces, Catherine, Corinne, Jennifer with armchair cheering, Caroline.
All right, it's MKFM Saturday night. Let's continue with the big songs.
We've got Rita Ora, Cardi B, Bebe Rexha and Charlie XCX. Girls, very appropriate for tonight, playing after this from MO, Lotto Boys and Mr. Easy. This is Bad Vibe on MKFM.
The Midnight Moon for Willen Hospice with Specsavers and MKFM.
MKFM.
Rita Ora, Cardi B, Bebe Rexha, Charlie XCX. That's Girls on MKFM.
It's a Midnight Moo show. It's Darren and Leah. We're from the MK Breakfast Show. If you've never listened to MKFM before, we're normally on between 6 and 9 every weekday, waking you up with all the latest news, weather and travel.
Cheeky little plug for ourselves there, Darren.
Just a little
one. Like it. But this evening we are here. We are doing the countdown to the Midnight Moo 2018. Over 1,000 ladies are currently standing by at Into Milton Keynes, ready to do a 10-mile nighttime walk, all for Willen Hospice.
It's about 20 minutes to go now. We've got some more shout-outs.
Hello to Lauren, who says, walking tonight for my granddad, who sadly lost his life to cancer today. Victoria saying, I'm doing the Midnight Moo in memory of my mum, Bernie Moody, who was a patient at Willen Hospice and passed away in November last year. Samantha saying, me, Laura, Sam and Emma will be walking tonight in memory of Roy and Peggy Swan, our beautiful grandparents, both cared for by Willen Hospice. And Sharon saying, Specsavers MK crew, Charlotte, Tanvi, Lizzie and Laura and myself, Sharon, are ambassadors for this evening's organisation. We are showing our support tonight. Good luck to everybody else taking part as well.
All right, let's continue with this. Strike and You Sure Do on the way.
After David Guetta and See You Now. This is Flams on MKFM.
The countdown to midnight is on.
MKFM.
That's striking, you sure do. About 10 minutes to go then to the midnight move. We're going to be swapping over to Facebook Live very soon as we walk off, or as Leah walks off, with another 1,200 ladies doing the midnight move.
Yes, 10 miles across Milton Keynes.
And in truth, you're quite tired already because we've been in this studio, it's hot, for about 3 hours.
And I haven't sat down. We've been standing up all evening because there's been people in and out. But I think the buzz and the atmosphere, as soon as I step over there into, and you go in, you see everybody's getting themselves pumped up and ready, exercising, getting ready to go, I'll get right into the swing of it.
Yeah, so we're fast approaching midnight. Got a couple more shout-outs to do just before we come off air.
Hello to Andrea saying, walking tonight with my good friend Amina. Looking forward to it. Walking in memory of my dear auntie Sandra, who sadly passed away too soon of cancer. Nikki saying, myself and Lisa are walking tonight in memory of Dad, who spent his final days in Willen Hospice, an incredible place that cares for the patient and their family amazingly. Rachel saying, my third year walking it, and this time I'm going solo. Pauline saying, me and my sister are doing it. Alison Lee, that is, and really looking forward to it. And Debbie saying, me, Kim and Kirsty, aka the Scatty Mooers, my fifth walk in memory of my mum, dad and my father-in-law as well.
All right, brilliant. Well, we're going to be switching to Facebook Live very soon, so you can see the 1,200 ladies or so walk off tonight. If you've missed any of tonight's show, we will be podcasting it later in the week. It'll be up on our website.
Yes, you can catch up on all those shout-outs there at mkfm.com.
Good luck to you, Leah, and the rest of the crew.
Thank you very much. I hope to see you at the finish line, Darren.
I'm going home to bed.
You can have a cheeky nap in between, but I want you back for the finish line.
You want me to see you over the line,
I do.
All right. Maybe I will stick around then.
You've heard it here first, folks. All right. I'll keep you to that.
We got Black Eyed Peas on the way very soon.
But now this. It goes very well with the heat. It's Justin Bieber, Louis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, Despacito on MKFM.
The Midnight Move for Willen Hospice with Specsavers and MKFM.
MKFM.
It certainly will be a very good night. Black Eyed Peas, I got a feeling on MKFM for that. Justin Bieber, Louis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee and Despacito.
All right, we should be on Facebook Live. Thanks for joining us tonight. Dave Pearce is next.
Good luck to all of the Mooers walking this evening. I'll be there with you.
This is LMFAO now, and Party Rock Anthem.